Welcome to the RDH Magazine podcast, an Endeavor Business Media production. This show represents the voice of today's RDH.
Like mine.
And mine.
Like mine.
And mine.
And mine.
And yours. Join us each Tuesday and Thursday as we explore trending topics and go behind the scenes and into the minds of our amazing writers and friends. And now, here's the latest episode with Jackie Sanders.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for joining us. My name is Jackie Sanders, Chief Editor of RDH Magazine, and today I am joined and hanging out with one of my longtime friends, Susan Cotton. How are you today, Susan?
Oh, I'm great, Jackie. Thank you for having me. It's always so good to see you and chat, so thank you.
Yeah, I've been excited all day because we go way back. What year did you win the Award of Distinction?
2018.
Yeah. And we got to know each other shortly before that. So, and we've been partners in crime and worked together ever since then. So,
Yep. And both Colorado girls.
Yes, Colorado girls. Here we are. So today, your platform has always been, and I am proud of you for all of the hard work you've been in, put into this topic, but it's HPV and oral cancer. And you just radiate the cause. So tell us a little bit about what might be new in the platform that you're pushing out about this horrible disease.
About HPV?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is a horrible disease, Jackie. And, you know, what we know is that it's those persistent HPV infections, either in the throat or cervically, anal, vaginally, that can go on to cause cancer. And so it's, you know, what we've done at our OBGYN appointments, they test for HPV infections vaginally. But what's so exciting is that we have oral HPV tests now to help identify oral HPV infections. And I'm so excited about that. And the newest one that's on the market is by Omni Pathology, and it's an oral HPV swab test. So it's done by a dentist or dental hygienist or other medical providers, but we're in charge of the test. Mm-hmm. So it comes packaged, there's a swab, we swab the oropharynx, the back wall of the throat, those palatine tonsils, that posterior third base of tongue, and send it, put it back into the package, ship it off to Omni Pathology, and typically within 24 hours, the results are back. And I had the opportunity in December to go to Omni Pathology's lab, and they do a lot of different tests there. They do COVID testing, a lot of different tests. But I had the opportunity to have the test done on me because I'm like, I wanted to know what it felt like. So it feels like when we go in and they swab the throat for strep throat,
that's
what it's like. It was very easy and quick. And of course, you know, we're back there. So it's not, you know, just like any other swab, but it was easy.
Yeah. Typical hygienist, if you're going to do this procedure on patients, you're going to have it done on yourself first. You know, it's just
exactly
the world
right?
we live in. So what is really exciting about this to our listeners is Susan and Dr. Kamal are going to be holding a workshop at Under One Roof this year. It is on Friday, July 19th at 10:30, and it's a two-hour workshop on this procedure, but also I'm sure it's everything oral cancer. What are you going to be covering for 2 hours, Susan?
Yeah, so what we're going to do, Jackie, is first thing, we're going to dive deep into a comprehensive visual and tactile extraoral intraoral evaluation. And it's, you know, it's the Cotton method.
Yeah.
It's based on that. And I have my instructional screening videos. We'll look at those. We'll dive into those. I'll have the attendees take good notes. And what is it that they want to work on? Are they unsure about palpating the thyroid?
Yeah.
Are they unsure about palpating submandibular, just all of those things. We're going to go intraorally. Are they, you know, looking at how to grasp that tongue and really look at that entire surface, clear back to the posterior third base of tongue, lingual tonsils, which is part of the oral pharynx, where HPV likes to present. So we're going to dive into all of that, and they'll have the opportunity to work on these things, ask questions. I'm going to glove up, be hands-on with them if they have questions about pressure when we're palpating, just everything.
Well, and
so I'm excited for it.
Well, I'm excited, yeah. And I wish I could attend, but because I think honestly, the more comfortable, the more knowledge you gain on doing your oral cancer screenings, the more practice you have, the more thorough and better you're going to become. If you're a hygienist that is doing this procedure only once in a while, or only doing it on your older patients because you think we're more prone to cancers, or you're forgetting about your teenagers and their lifestyles, shame on you. You should be screening every single person that sits in that chair. And, you know, we hear stories all the time, and how, I don't want to say delighted, but how good it makes you feel about the profession that you have chosen when you are able to diagnose someone's cancer and get them to treatment and taken care of. And I know, Susan, you and Lanny Macbeth, who you work with a lot, this is something that's very common in your guys' world, is detecting these cancers. Share some with us, if you want.
Yeah, well, you know, I've identified some cancers, lesions on the tongue, referred them out. Some have come back negative, you know, maybe mild, moderate, or severe dysplasia, which is great. That's what we want to know,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So don't be afraid to refer those persistent lesions, persistent for 2 weeks, and also signs and symptoms, you know, difficulty swallowing, sensation of something caught in the throat and it won't go down, or a persistent sore throat or cough. And some have come back oral cancer.
Yeah.
You know, Lanny, every time she love her, right?
Yes.
Oh, I love her.
You can't say her name without smiling.
I know, right? So Lanny and I became friends because she attended one of my first oral cancer courses, and now we're just best buddies. But every time she identifies something, she sends it to me. And she has identified palpating extraorally a carotid artery tumor on a female patient. It was benign, but that patient was at very high risk for a stroke per the head and neck surgeon if it hadn't been identified and removed.
Yeah.
And then Lanny identified actually an adenocarcinoma that was on the palate. And I'll show this case at the course as well, at the workshop. And intraorally, the lesion hadn't changed for about 12 years. And this patient was new to Lanny's office. And she said, well, you know, what we know now is anything that persists, we need to look at it further. The patient didn't want to do it that day, the CBCT, but she came back the next week and advanced stage adenocarcinoma. It wasn't changing intraorally, but in the sinus cavity and everywhere else, it was just a huge tumor.
Yeah.
So
I've heard that story, and it's heartbreaking, but it's, you know, Lanny saved her life in a way. Susan, I know the Cotton Method, you know, covers technique. It covers the questions you can be asking patients. With the people who attend your workshop, will they have access to your materials when they're done?
So, yeah, I will have a screening workshop packet for them.
Great.
And that will include templates for documentation. I'll have a printout for them of the photos, extraoral, intraoral, what we worked on. The packet will cover everything. It'll have a handout on the tonsil grade and the Malampati score that I talk about in the workshop and how those fit into the oral pharyngeal screening. So yeah, they'll go home with great resources to take back with them.
Excellent.
To work.
Yeah. Excellent. So for our listeners, if you are one of these individuals who wants, needs, desires to learn more about oral cancer screenings, learn more about HPV, learn more about what else you can be doing chairside, you're going to want to attend this workshop on Friday, July 19th, 10:30 in the morning at Under One Roof. Now, Susan, before we wrap up, for our listeners who will not be able to attend Under One Roof this year, what is your website that they can go on and learn more about Susan Cotton and her method?
Oh, thank you, Jackie. It's oralcancerconsulting.com. And there is a printable guide that they can purchase for $20 of the Cotton Method. And, you know, if you want to bring me to your study club or your event, I would love to come and bring my lecture and this workshop.
It is amazing. For anyone who hasn't seen Susan speak before or doesn't know her, this woman lives oral cancer from her heart. And she's got an amazing story. I've known her for years. I'm going to get teared up. But she is one of these hygienists who found her passion early, and she has taken the bull by the horns and made a huge difference in our profession, teaching us more about oral cancer. So thank you, Susan Cotton, for everything you do for the hygiene community.
Well, thank you, Jackie Sanders, for everything you do for the hygiene community. You are greatly appreciated and loved.
It's a mutual love fest. Here we are.
Yeah.
So to our listeners, thank you so much for spending this time with us today. Be sure and reach out to Susan Cotton if you've got more questions about oral cancer. And I hope to see many of you at RDH Under One Roof in Denver, Colorado in July, where I'm going to be hanging out with my Colorado native homies. Have a great day.
That's right. You too, Jackie. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of RDH Magazine Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this interview. Hit that subscribe button and join us next Thursday for another conversation with Jackie Sanders. Find us on social media, visit our website, and sign up for one of our amazing newsletters to keep up to date with your profession. Hygienists come for the education, but stay for the community. See you next time.